Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Hello.
I am Dr. V, and you are tuned in to I'm Fell in Love Ministries, where each week we embrace the scriptures with intent, intensity, and integrity so you might experience the love of God. Not only the love of God, but the peace of God. Join us.
They're all here today, and we're so excited. This will be our very first Blog Talk Radio Fairly Love Ministries Church Service of the year of our Lord 2016, so we're really excited about it. Let's give God 100 on that.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Listen,
if you're live, you want to go ahead, and everybody except Pastor Valerie, just want to hit star 6 to mute your phone so we can cut out the background noise and chatter so that we can hear and everybody enter into my soul lakes. Again, you tuned in now, you tuned in to Unfailing Love Ministries. We're going to start out this evening with a selection before we go into prayer from Sister Winans. It's called Thirst for You. Immediately after that, you will hear our opening prayer with Pastor Valerie Parham.
Cleanse us with your rain.
God, we just thank you this evening, God, for bringing us together, dear God. We thank you for your mercy and your loving kindness, dear God. Father, we thank you for just bringing us on one accord, God. Father, we thank you that even though we may be in separate places, but we're yet on one accord, we yet come before your throne, God. Lord, we just thank you for your mercy and your goodness. Thank you for how you have kept us all day long, God. Thank you, Father, how you have protected us, oh God. Thank you for the listening audience today, oh God. Thank you for the family of Unfailing Ministries today, God. Thank you, Father, for what you're going to do in this service, dear God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you take the scales off our eyes that we can see through your word clearly, God. Open up our ear gates, God, that we may be able to hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, dear God. Father, we just thank you because we call those things which are not God as though they be already, Father. We bind everything that's not like you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way on this line today. Holy Spirit, minister to our spirits today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just send your word to the north, east, west, and south today, God. We just give you praise in advance, God, for speaking to us, ministering to us, God, loving on us today, God. Lord God, we give you praise. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, God. God, we just thank you today. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over your word to perform it in our lives, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for perfecting that which concerns us today, God. Thank you for touching our nations today, oh God. Thank you, Father, for bringing healing, for healing is the children's bread, dear God. Oh God, we bless your holy name today, oh God. We lift you up today, God. There is none like you, God. And we give you glory, God, and we give you honor for it, God. We thank you for revealing yourself through your word today to us, God, speaking to us, oh God. For we, your children, we're ready to hear what you have to say to us, loving on us, God, and caring for us, oh God. Now, Father, I just ask you to touch each and every person that is on this line, God. Touch them from the inside out, God. Touch them where they need to be touched. Build their faith and strengthen them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Val, for that prayer. Amen. A powerful prayer. And now we'll have one of our young people from Sister Demona's tribe to give us our official welcome, welcoming not only the Unfailing Love Ministries Church family and friends and guests, but welcoming really the whole world because, as I shared with some of you, archive, we have listening over 30,000 people across the country, across the world, really, actually. We have people listening for away as Italy and in the California and Texas and New York and then even in other countries. So we're blessed to have a large listening audience here for Unfailing Love Ministries, and most of the time we hear is Dr. V with love, and we're just thankful to God for that. So we're going to ask our young people to welcome the whole world to Unfailing Love Ministries to enter the love zone with us today. Go ahead, young person. Natalie, is that it?
Natalie? Who's doing it?
Natalie? Okay, Natalie shy today, and we're going to get a welcome. Okay, if you're on a cell phone and you're close to your computer, you may get some interference, so you may want to back away from your computer a little bit. Yeah, and speak directly into the phone. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? Well, ready with that unfailing love welcome. Go ahead. Okay, back away from the computer just a little bit so we won't get that sound interference. And thank you, sweetie, for welcoming the whole world to Unfailing Love Ministries. Wow. What I've asked our sage leaders to do is we're in a new year, and we're in a new leadership regimen that's there, and we've got some great books that have a whole lot of historical data in it about the Bible. So asking someone to just share with us in our leadership lesson what we have learned about what we've been reading, just a fascinating story, and if you have that story, we want to hear it now.
My name is Shania.
Hi, Shania. Welcome to the on-air version of Unfailing Love Ministries. Tell us about your story.
It's about the judgment of Solomon. The judgment of Solomon.
I know how to do this, Shania. So they're doing it online. And I haven't seen it, so they're doing it on the phone call, but it's all broke up.
Okay. Shania, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. So I did hear you want to talk about Solomon. What do you want us to know about Solomon? What do you want us to know about him?
He is praying to God for truth of victory.
Solomon prayed for wisdom. Wow. And did God bless him with that wisdom?
Yes. And,
awesome. Okay. Can you speak directly into the phone so everybody can hear that? When he prayed for wisdom, what did God do? When Solomon prayed for wisdom, what did God do?
Hey, we turned the phone off and we got to use the computer. But let me hurry up and get the phone back on.
Okay. Awesome. All right. While they're getting their technology together, does any other young person have a biblical story that they want to share with us that they read this week?
Look at it. You got like 3 minutes?
Oh, God. Okay. Ready?
Somebody else?
Okay. All righty then. Well, what we're going to do each week is we're going to have our young people and our children hour to come and bring those fascinating stories from the Bible, something that they learned, something that really touched their heart. Because, again, we say at Unfailing Love Ministries that champions what? Train the hardest. And so we want to train our children up in the Word. We want those good, sound, biblical stories for them to get principles out of it that they can live by. What God did for man in the Bible, he can still do for us today. If Solomon prayed for wisdom and God granted him that wisdom, guess what? The Bible, there is even a verse that says that if you lack wisdom, ask who? God. And God will give you that wisdom. And so we want our young people and our adults to know that God is still handing out wisdom just like he did for Solomon. He would do for us. And we're so happy to be in that kind of relationship with our God that when we ask him for anything, standing and believing, we receive it. I'm real excited because, oh, my God, people are really signing on live to listen to us. The board is just blowing up with a new guest. Again, if you just join us at Unfailing Love Ministries, we welcome you to our church service, Cyberspace Online today. Welcome to the Love Zone with us. Amen. We also have a leadership teaching. That leadership teaching is going to be shared with us today by Pastor Valerie Perm. Again, she is teaching the whole church this year on prayer. She gave us part of her message a couple of weeks ago, and I tell you that message was an on-fire message, and so I know that you need to probably hold on to your seats right now because she's going to take us up another level, another notch with that. And so we're not going to delay it any longer. We're going to go ahead and release the leadership message today on prayer, Pastor Val.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, saints of God. God bless you. We're so glad you tuned in with us today to Unfailing Love Ministry. And today I want to talk a little bit about praying with power and demonstration. Can somebody say that with me? Praying with power and demonstration. And as I looked into the website, amen. And as I looked into the dictionary, power means might and strength and authority, and demonstration means a showing or pointing out. And so we look in the book of Acts, the second chapter, and I'm going to give you a few moments to get there. Amen. And if you have it, just say amen with me. That just simply means amen. That I agree. Amen. So we see in Acts, it says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to the rest of each of them. So I wanted to just talk about the power of prayer with demonstration. So we see here that it starts off in Acts that God, he filled the temple where they were sitting because they were all on one accord and they were believing. So he said, and suddenly the whole house was filled where they were sitting. So when you see in Acts 2 and 1, you see that the power of God came with power. It just didn't come by itself, but it came with some power, and then it brought a demonstration, which was the speaking of the tongues. And so that's just one story that I wanted to share with us about the power and the demonstration, about when you're praying, you pray with power and believing that you know that God is going to answer your prayer. You don't come to God just any kind of way, shaking and not trusting God, but God wants us to come with us with authority, knowing that we know within our spirit that whatever we're asking him for, the Bible said that if we ask anything in his name, he said, I will do it according to his will. So we see that when we come to God, we come in power. We don't come shaking and we don't come begging the devil, but we come knowing that our Heavenly Father, who is faithful to his word, to perform it in our lives, that he will, whatever we're asking, that he will not only give it to us, but he's going to give us a demonstration. So we see that also in Acts 16 and 16 and 40, we see that story, a lot of us know when Paul and Silas was in prison after they had been beaten for preaching the gospel, they were set in prison. So here again, God demonstrates his power, and he gives the demonstration that after they had been beaten for preaching the gospel, he, in return, as they offered up praise and sacrifice and saying, the Bible says that the jail cells came open. And so a lot of us, we're locked into a situation. But what I hear God saying, that as we praise him and as we offered up the sacrifices of praises, as we lift up the name of God, as we have a knowing inside that when we talk to our Heavenly Father that he hears us, our doors will become open too. And we see another story in Daniel, the sixth chapter. We see that when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den because he would not bow down to other gods. And that's what God is saying today. How many of us will take a stand? How many of us will say, I'm not going to bow down to Satan's devices. I'm not going to give in to what the negative report that I received from the doctor. I'm not going to give in to society as to what's going on around me. Daniel took a stand, and that's what God is saying today. How many of my children will take a stand and trust me on my word? A lot of times we trust other people's words and other people's opinion, but we see here that God left us an example through Daniel, that Daniel said, I will not bow down to you, king. And so, you know, as the story goes on, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. But even as he was thrown into the lion's den, we know the story that Daniel didn't go in the lion's den by himself. Because of the power of God, the Holy Spirit, which they had not even heard of in those days, was in the lion's den with Daniel. And so as it was with Daniel, and so as it is with us today. And then I give you another story in Ezekiel. Ezekiel was in a valley of dry bones, and we've heard the story, and I'm quite sure a lot of us have heard the story where one bone connects to the next bone. But I'm not even talking today about bones connecting to each other. What I'm talking about today is the power of the Holy Spirit, the power and demonstration that when we pray as believers, we don't have to worry about are we going to get results. We know without a shadow of doubt, just like God told Ezekiel, prophesy to these dry bones. And I want to bring it into today's setting. God is telling us today, prophesy to your dead situation. Prophesy yourself into change. And what do you mean, Pastor Val? What are you saying when you said prophesy into change? What I mean is that no matter what we have been faced with, no matter what we have been diagnosed with, no matter what is coming against us, we have authority according to Acts 2 and 1. He said, after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We shall have power. And that power is not just given to us to put on a show. That power is given to us to shred upon the adversary's head. No, we're not lifting up the devil today, and we ain't giving him no glory. But what we are doing, we're using the strategy that God has left here for us to use. And God told Ezekiel, he said, prophesy to these dry bones. What am I saying today? Prophesy to your situation. And in doing so, we see the result that Ezekiel got. And the result that Ezekiel got was that not only did the dry bones come together and life became in it. So when we speak into the atmosphere to a dead situation or to a situation that's not looking favorable, things come together and it works in our favor because the Bible says all things, he said, and no, all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that call according to his purpose. I come to tell you today, we have purpose. God has a purpose for each and every last one of us. He has a plan for our life. So no matter who tell you that God does not have a plan for your life, you got to know that you know that you're not sitting to the earth ran by naught. You're sitting to the earth ran because God do have a plan for your life, just like he told Ezekiel.
when Ezekiel prophesied to the bones, not only did the bones come together, life became into the bones. And not only did life come into the bones, but God restored, he restored them. And so just like he told Naaman in 2 Kings 5, 1 through 19, Naaman was a well-liked man. You know, he had favor, the king liked him, but Naaman was stricken with leprosy. And the story goes on to say that that Naaman went to see the prophet because he had heard that the prophet could heal him. But sometimes when God tells us to go over to a different place because we're so accustomed to our familiar place, we don't want to move. We want to just be steadfast. We want to do it our way. But God is saying in this season, we must shift. We must obey what the Holy Spirit is saying. And the only way we're going to be able to obey what the Holy Spirit is saying is going to come through prayer. And as we pray as a body of Christ, and as we come before God as a body of Christ, we will see his power being demonstrated in our nation. We will see that, as the Bible said, if my people, which are called by my name, that they will just humble themselves. What do you mean, Pastor Val? Come before God, said, listen, God, I might not have crossed every T, I might not have dotted every I, but I come to you asking for forgiveness. I come to you, God, asking for direction. I come to you, God, asking for the strategy. How many know that God has strategy? He don't just want us to just throw prayers up in the air. He gave us a strategy, things that we experience. Every experience of every child is different. So I might have prayed one way for this particular child, but as I go through something else, God will give us a strategy on how we ought to pray for that particular situation. So therefore, we see here, God told Naaman, I want you to go dip in the dirty water. And I'm just paraphrasing the story a little bit. So what happened is Naaman wanted to dip in clean water, and that's how we are today. We want to do things our own ways, and I mean, I've been guilty myself. We all the time sometimes want to do things our way when God is saying, I want you to do it my way. So we see here that as Naaman, at first, you know, he kept on trying to reason, well, I just want, why can't I just go? And so it got to the point where his daughter asked him, if God told you, or if the man of God told you to do thus and so, would you do it? And he said yes. So then finally, as the story goes on, he goes and he dips in the dirty water, and God heals him of leprosy. So what I want to share with us today, as we do it our God's way, through praying, through fasting, through seeking God's face, we will definitely get the Bible results. We will definitely get the answer to what we are seeking God for, because never in a time like never before, we're going to have to seek God's face for every move that we make. For every decision that we make in our lives, we as a body of Christ is going to have to ask God, God, how do you want me to do it? God, which way shall I go? And when we do that through prayer, God will demonstrate his power. I come to tell you today, no matter what diagnosis you have gotten, no matter how it looks, we as a body of Christ, as I even teach our young people, we have authority. We are not left here, powerless, but we are left here with authority. God has given us authority to speak the word. And as we speak the word, he will give the demonstration. He will back us up if we will stand on the word of God. We also know that in the word of God, he tells us, when you've done all you know to do, he says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What does that mean, Pastor Val? That means when I've done everything that I know to do, when I've executed every source that I can execute, then I have to go to the word of God, because why? We are king's kids. And in doing so, when we go to the king, he always sends us the answer. But in order to go to the king, we have to armor ourselves. And what do you mean? According to Ephesians 6, chapter in the 10th verse, he says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. And he tells us about putting on our armor. So every day when we get up, we have to armor ourselves so then we will know how to use the power that God has given us. And then in using that power, we will get the demonstration of God's promise. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. Are you done?
I am done.
That word was powerful. That teaching was powerful. We do want to get results. We do want to get results. Mm-hmm. We do want the strategies from God, and God will give us those strategies. I love the example that you gave about the dry bones. And the Lord, because God could have done it himself, but he told the prophet, speak to them. You know, speak to these dry bones, and those bones begin to connect. And then not only that, just not connecting, but they were clothed in with the flesh and got up and saw it walk and became a mighty ornament. Oh, my God, what a powerful example of what we can do with our voice, the voice that, that has the very air and DNA of God in it, the very power of God in it. We have to believe that when we the Bible says that we can declare a thing or decree a thing, and heaven will back it up. And that was a perfect example of us, you know, God giving us the strategy to speak to a dead situation in our life and have it to come together. Ah, Lord have mercy. Powerful teaching, Pastor Val. Thank you so much for blessing us. And we want you to continue to teach us on prayer, because we have a saying at Unfailing Love Ministries that champions train the hardest, and so we want to really be in the boot camp of prayer, because we need prayers answered in 2016. Is that right? Of course we do. Of course we do. And so please, you know, keep listening, keep your ear to God's ear, so you can hear for us, so that we can learn how to become powerful prayer warriors in the Lord. Amen. Again, if you just joined us, you've joined Unfailing Love Ministries. You've entered the love zone. This is our ministry church services. Because of the inclement weather here in Richmond, Virginia, on the East Coast, all up and down the East Coast, we are not able to get out, even our neighborhoods, even to the great church. Well, thank God right now for technology that we can sit in our homes, in our PJs, some of you, including me, and we can hear the word of God. We cannot be denied the word of God because we cannot travel to a particular location to get there, but we can connect via the airways over the phone, and I'm so grateful for that. We're going to hear a selection now from, again, our featured artist today in lieu of our choir is Sister Winans, and she's going to come with us as Come Feel My Heart. When that selection is done, you will hear our Pastor Lonnie Williams. He's going to be reading to us our preaching scripture today, which comes from, and you can go ahead and pin that in your Bible now, Romans chapter 8. He's going to begin reading at verse 28, and he's going to read down to verse 39, and then we have one supporting scripture. It comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse is 10 and 11. So you can go ahead and mark those now. We're going to have that selection from Sister Winans, and then the word spoken or read to you, and then the word preached. How about that? Glory to God. Here is Sister Winans. Come Feel My Heart. Surrender that has to be to really invite God in to fill your heart. Here at Unfailing Love Ministries, we believe in opening up our hearts to all that God has for us. This is His Word, Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 28, read to you by our pastor, Lonnie Williams.
Praise God, everybody. Can you hear me? Okay, let me go ahead then. Can everyone hear me now?
I can hear you. I have everyone else on mute, so we'll still have the background noise reduced, okay? So go ahead.
Okay. We are confident that God is able to orchestrate everything to work towards something good and beautiful when we love Him and accept His invitation to live according to His plan. From the distant past, His eternal love reached into the future. See, He knew those who would be His one day, and He chose them beforehand to be conformed to the image of His Son so that Jesus would be the firstborn of a new family of believers, all brothers and sisters. As for those He chose beforehand, He called them to a different destiny so that they would experience what it means to be made right with God and share in His glory. Verse 31. So what should we say about all of this? If God is on our side, then tell me, who should we fear? If He did not spare His own Son, but handed Him over on our account, then don't you think that He will graciously give us all things with Him? Can anyone be so bold as to level a charge against God's chosen? Especially since God's not guilty verdict is already declared. Who has the authority to condemn? Jesus, the anointed who died, but more importantly, conquered death when He was raised to sit at the right hand of God, where He pleads on our behalf. Verse 35. So who can separate us? What can come between us and the love of God's anointed? Can trouble, hardship, persecution, hunger, poverty, danger, or even death? The answer is absolutely nothing. As the psalm says, on your behalf, our lives are endangered constantly. We are like sheep awaiting slaughter. Verse 37 says, but no matter what comes, we will always taste victory through Him who loved us. For I have every confidence that nothing, not death, life, heavenly messengers, dark spirits, the present, the future, spiritual powers, height, depth, nor any created thing can come between us and the love of God revealed in the anointed Jesus, our Lord. In 1 Peter 5, verse 10, it starts, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of grace, who has called you to his everlasting presence, through Jesus the Anointed, will restore you, support you, strengthen you, and grant you. Verse 11 says, for all power belongs to God now and forever. Amen. I read out of the Compass Bible that was presented to us by our pastor. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Williams, for the reading, powerful reading of that scripture. This is our text today as we get ready for the Word of God. Those of you who follow us on Facebook, you know I've been posting all morning. I'm excited about the Word that God is getting ready to deliver us. And those who also have known me for a long time know that I am such an oldies but goodies, old school R&B person. I love the gospel. God allowed my mom to wake us up on Sunday morning, and we would hear the blues, R&B, and we'd hear the gospel. I always end with the gospel. So all three of those genres I absolutely love. But I got inspired, you know, by what God was going to give me, the scripture. And I also got inspired for my songwriter, Stephanie Mills' version of I Learned to Respect the Power of Love. And so that's really the topic of the sermon today. I just wanted you to flow in the spirit with me with this song today, because, and with the word today, open up your ears. I believe God is going to tell us something about love and something about his power today in such a way that it will get down in our spirit and it will become a part of our, what Pastor Valerie say, it becomes a part of our strategy. It becomes a part of that we use, you know, when everything is coming up against us and looks like it's trying to separate us from what God has for us. But, you know, how many of you know that things are not always what it looked like? And things sometimes coming toward us, sometimes things come toward us that are not, that look huge and look like it can overtake us, but God won't let it happen. Amen. So in the spirit of Stephanie, who is now a very safe woman and singing for the Lord, I am in agreement, and I'm in agreement for us today as a church family, that via God's word, via his love, that we're going to come to respect the power of God's love for us. Amen. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. We thank you that you love us so much that even in this snowstorm, even in this blizzard, Father, you have prepared a way for us to hear your word for us today, how we can live through this word and live and move and have our being in you so that we will be more than conquerors. No storm, no blizzard, no circumstance is going to come into our lives, oh God, that will prevent us from hearing your voice in this season and in this time. And we're so grateful, Lord God, that you prepared the mouth of a servant, oh God, yours truly, to bring forth the word today to your people. Might their hearts and their ears and their spirits, oh God, be open to this word today that you're going to render in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, listen here. Pastor Lonnie has read the scriptures. There's so much good stuff in there, but I want to go back to us and real quick, the scripture. I'm gonna start at that verse. Wow. Really, I want to start at that verse that says, I think it's like 29. I'm looking at, yeah. Here I am. He called them to a different destiny. and the scriptures before that, 28:29, says that he chose them beforehand. And when I saw that today, saints of God, he called them to a different destiny. How many, that brought, oh my God, that really blessed my soul. And I love this translation. Most of our church members, and especially our leaders, are now using the Compass Bible. It's a study Bible for navigating your life, and it's by, it's put out by The Voice. And so it's a different translation than you may have if you're reading from the King James Version or some other version or the Living Version or NIV or whatever like that. But this version really blessed me. He called them to a different destiny. And I think that sometimes we get caught up sometimes. If we're born, you know, like they say, on the wrong side of the tracks, or we're born in a particular family or a particular race or culture or generation, time, or whatever like that. When we come into God, we come into a place of us accepting him, but the Word of God tells us he's already chosen us before we choose him. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, my God. We don't have to wait in line and kind of wonder, you know, is God going to choose me because I'm choosing him now? When is he going to choose me back? Mm-mm. He first chose us. And not only that, he added a blessing to his choice. He said, now, I've chosen you, and I'm going to change your destiny. In other words, whatever you thought you were going to be, whatever you thought you were going to do, whatever you thought it was going to be your legacy and your family, because everybody before me went in this direction, and nobody in my family or my legacy ever had anything, ever did anything wonderful, ever did anything awesome, you know. So I guess I'm not either. Mm-mm. When we come into Christ Jesus, when we accept him, when we accept the Lord's sacrifice for our sins, both past, present, and future, we come into a blessing, how to say, an open heaven with God. And he tells us right here in his word, he says, I call them to a different destiny so that they would experience what it means to be made right with God and to share in his glory. That is good news. You ought to just write that down on a piece of paper and paste it everywhere, in your mirror, in your you know, in the bathroom, on your car, and you put it in your book bag, put it in the bottom of your shoe, whatever you can do to keep it in your spirit and in your mind and in your heart, that no matter what you come against or where you've been or who you come from, who your parents were, what neighborhood you grew up in, whatever has happened to you before your life fully invested and accepted and received in Christ, that now this day that you have acquired a different destiny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And not only that, that he's going to allow us to experience his righteousness and also his glory. Oh, my God, share in his what? Glory. Oh, my God, that is good news. That part, and that's not even the center point of my message. I just got just the beginning of it, just really, 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 really blessed me. My destiny has been forever changed because not only had Christ, God, and in Christ chose me, but I accepted his choice. Hallelujah. Then the writer goes on to say, oh, wow. But down at verse 35, he says, so, I like that word, so, who can separate us? What can come between us and the love of God's anointed? Can troubles, hardships, persecutions, hunger, poverty, danger, or even death? The answer is, I love the way this translation says, absolutely nothing. And the reason I want to share that, remember last week, those of you who were in church with me, last week we talked about gravity, right? We talked about how my theme song last week was from John Mayer, his song about gravity. So gravity is coming against me. Gravity is trying to hold me down. That's there. And, you know, here I am, a man with so much love, but I keep choosing, you know, keep making the wrong choices. And these choices that I make bring me to my knees. And then finally his resolve was, keep me near the light. Oh, my God, you need to go back and listen to that song again. I listen to it several times a day. As soon as I get in my car, I just put it on, turn it on, and I listen to it several times driving to work, several times while I'm at work, and several times going back. Why do I keep listening to it? I'm so grateful for that song because I am excited because the word backs it up that not even gravity, that they, as I explained to you last week, that they God put on earth only just to keep us in place so his plan can be wrought out in our lives. And so he's telling us in his word, we have a new destiny. And then he says, now, even in that destiny, the scripture backs it up in another place. It says, in this life, we're going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. And, you know, and that's what Christ said. He came to address every trial and tribulation that we have. There's another scripture in the Bible that says that even in Christ, we're what? More than conquerors. And then to back that up, he says, is there anything too hard for God? Then to make sure that you know that you're included, he says, in him you live, glory be to God, and in him you move, and in him you have your being. So we have not only a new destiny in God, and we can share in his righteousness that's there, and we can share in his glory, but he begins to build us up, build our confidence up, build our self-esteem up. We should not in Christ have any low self-esteem, because here is God boasting on what kind of power that we have in him, because he's like Romans 5 and 8 says, he has commended his love to us while we were yet in sin. And he says, now this is how I'm going to build you up. What can separate you from that love? Nothing. No hardships, no troubles, no poverty. He says, you're going to experience these things, but they're temporary situations, huh? And why do you say that temporary situation, Dr. V? Because it seems like I've been in this thing a long time. It keep coming. Now my dwelling, it keeps popping up. Every time I turn around, I'm back in debt again. Every time I look around, somebody needing something from me, I ain't got. So every time I look around, somebody talking about me. Somebody's oppressing me. Somebody's accusing me. Somebody's using me. That keeps happening in my life. Well, I can back it up because there's a scripture, our second scripture. This is 1 Peter 5 and 10. It says, here he says, after you, hey, glory to God, everybody always say after. After you have suffered for a little while, oh, God, here goes God in his time and again. His little while seemed like for years for me. But guess what? A woman who has been in labor, well, has been carrying a baby, increasing, getting heavier and heavier and heavier, and feet swelling and all those kind of things, diet changes, you know, nose spread and all that kind of thing. And then she goes and enters into labor, and her womb started opening up, and the pain gets greater and greater and greater, and they're telling her to push, and she ain't wanting to push nothing. And all that pain she's enduring, they're registering the pain, and go, oh, there come a book one. Yeah, I feel it already. But after you've gone through all that pain, after that baby's here, you don't feel that pain anymore, not like that. And so that's just a small example of how after 9 months, after 90 days, after 9 years, whatever, after you suffer for a little while, this is a blessing on the other side of that. That child going to grow up and bless you. But here is, the Bible says, after you suffer for a little while, the Lord, the God, the God of grace, I love it. And he says, my grace is sufficient. The God of grace, who has called you, call me to a new destiny, to his everlasting presence. I mean, what God is always going to be looking at me. I'm going to always be in his presence. I'm never going to be lost. I mean, there's no place that I can go, even if I, Psalms 139, even if I make my bed in hell, God is there too. I'm in his everlasting presence. Through who? Through Jesus, the Anointed One. Through Jesus will restore you. Hallelujah. There's restoration coming because my destiny has been changed, and I've now become a part of God's righteousness and to share in his glory. And so restoration is coming to me. I'm suffering right now. People get tired of watching you suffer. But guess what? When you come out of that place of suffering, when you come into restoration, they all want to be around. So, you know, I saw how God was, you know, getting ready to bless you. I just come to see. I heard he blessed you with that new car. I heard he blessed you with that new job. I heard he blessed you with that new husband or I heard he get, you know, all those things. When restoration comes around, then people come around and just see. But restoration is coming. It's coming. say it's coming. The Bible says that after you suffer for a little while, through Christ, the Anointed One will restore you. He'll support you. He will strengthen you. He will ground you. I like another translation. It says, after you suffer for a little while, the Lord will strengthen. He will establish. He will settle. He'll perfect you. I like that translation, too. But these words are pretty good because guess what? When you're going through and you've been going through for a long while, a little restoration, a little support, a little strengthening, amen, could really bless your soul. And then I like this word, ground you. Huh? Grounding. I'm going to put you on a solid foundation, and nobody can take you off of that place that I'm settling you in, that I'm perfecting you in. And then this is the clincher. This is why you want to believe what God has said he's going to do, because he's faithful, that promise. Verse 11 says, for all power, not just some, but all power belongs to God, now and forever. And this is one reason I believe, church, this is one reason I believe for sure. I try not to give the enemy any credit for anything in my life, not even suffering. You remember how they taught us and how we said over the years, oh, the devil is busy. Oh, the enemy comes to kill. Yeah, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but he still ain't got no power. He has no power. Psalms 91 says that God has given his angels what? Charge over me. Amen. It may be uncomfortable, but like John Mayer said, if it's uncomfortable enough to drive me to my knees. Well, I've been on my knees. I've been praying. Well, stay a little bit longer because God is faithful who promised. Amen. Jesus, when he went into the Garden of Gethsemane, he knew what he was going to be facing and going into up to the Calvary that's there. He knew it was going to be cursed to hang on a tree. He knew he was going to have all the sins of the world was going to be put on him, and things he never even thought about doing, he was going to have to pay for on that Christ. And so on that cross, and so when he was in the garden, he was praying, and he was praying so hard that his sweat was like blood. And the Bible says that angels came to buffet him. Angels came to encourage him. Angels came to say, listen, in a little while, all this suffering is going to be over with. Go ahead and go through it. Go ahead and drink of the cup. You know, God has a plan for you on the other side of suffering. Huh? The power of God's love for you would not allow you to suffer forever. Just a little while. The Bible says that Jesus learned obedience through that, what? He suffered. And we've talked about this before at Unfell in Love Ministries. What am I learning through this obedience? What am I learning through this, through this suffering? In all things, number one, I don't know about you. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to be transparent. When I've been suffering for a while, and before the suffering is over, I come to realize, okay, God, you know, I miss you right there. God, I went too far to the left, or I went too far to the right there. God, I'm like David. You know, these are my infirmities, but come rescue me anyhow. Send your word and deliver me. I understand I got myself in this mess. I understand that I wasn't diligent here. I wasn't faithful here. I was slowful here or what have you. I will be able to pin it on me and not on God for my suffering. 90% of it, yes, for sure. Yeah, there's things that just happen to us because we're in a circumstance and situation like Hagar. She was in a vicinity of Sarah and Abraham. So she got chosen to bear a child out of season, out of time, out of the promise of God. And up came Ishmael that's there. Did she volunteer for that? No, she was chosen for that. So the suffering that she faced being in a family and knowing that her husband didn't love her, that he loved her boss more than anything, and he would never love her. She would never be first place in Abraham's heart. And her son, Ishmael, would never be the favorite son, especially after Isaac got there. So sometimes in our life, we are suffering in situations where we didn't create it of our own. We just happen to be in proximity of it. Amen? But even with that, God says, still, after you suffer for a little while, I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to settle you. I'm going to perfect you. I'm going to establish you. I like that particular translation that's there. And so, you know, when I look back at the scripture, when we flip back over to Romans 8, and it says, what can separate us? How many of you know that many people walk away from God just before he was getting ready to deliver them from all of that suffering? They say, you know what, I had more when I was living for the world, when I was living for Satan, when I was doing, you know, whatever, I was big and bad enough. I had a house and I had a car and I had money in the pocket, and all of a sudden I came into the kingdom and now I ain't got nothing. You know, I'm down in the food stamp line with everybody else. I'm down in welfare trying to get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I'm in the kingdom serving the Lord, praying and preaching and teaching and doing whatever. Why I'm suffering like this when somebody ain't even living for him, living large and in charge. The Bible tells us and admonishes us as believers, don't even get excited about someone that is looking like they're prospering in the way, because guess what? That's temporary too. And when they lose everything that they've gotten, that Satan gave to them and tempted them with, or they live thinking they did it and didn't give God the glory for everything that they lost, chances are they may not get it back. Well, Job lost everything that was very important to him, except his wife, who told him, why don't you just curse your God and die? He lost houses, he lost land, he lost children. The end of the story is, because he had suffered for a little while, right? The end of the story is, God restored him twice more than what he ever had. Amen. Amen. A lot of us don't want to go through the suffering of Job. You know that you don't want to be suffered emotionally and physically and spiritually and financially. But guess what? God says that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Job was able to say, naked I came in, naked I go out. I am going to still trust God. All the days of my life, I'm going to wait till my change come. Everybody ought to say that and have that resolve. I'm going to wait till my change come, because I know that God has all power. And the power of our love is that I cannot be separated from it. In other words, if God loving me, there is a date and there is a destiny that he's appointed for me that is going to be pleasing to me, and it's going to not look like suffering. It's going to not look like God forsaking me. It's going to not look like God that I don't serve a true and living, loving, compassionate, mighty God, an everlasting Father. One day, you're going to see my life blessed beyond measure. You're going to be able to know this child must have been with God. This child must have believed God. This child must have held on until God blessed her. She did not let God go until he blessed her. She used to talk all the time about what God's going to do. He used to talk all the time about when God was going to bless. God finally did it. But look what? It's exceedingly abundantly above what he could think or ask. That's what happened. Job got blessed beyond measure. His friends, before he lost everything, thought he had it going on, thought he was wise. They wanted to hear everything from Job's lip because they knew he was a wise man. He was a wealthy man. He had all thing, just like Solomon. The young people said earlier, Solomon asked God for wisdom. So he, not only God gave him wisdom, but he gave him riches. Amen. And so that when we think about the things that might separate us, I don't want you to get lost in the sauce in terms of what you have to experience before God fulfills the promise. Don't get lost in that. Don't take your focus and your eye off of what God can do, is able to do, will do, delights himself in doing. The Bible says that he delights in giving you, he delights in opening up his treasures unto you. He delights in giving you the kingdom. God will open up his good treasure to you. God delights in it when he sees the saints of God living and giving well and giving testimony. He delights when he sees you with little and still telling everybody, but God blessed me with this, and I didn't have to have it. All my days, Job said, I'm going to wait on the Lord. All my days, I'm going to wait till my change comes. I'm not going to lose my integrity with God because a little poverty comes, a little sickness comes, a little dry season comes. I lose my car. I lose my house. I lose my husband. All of that can go, but it ain't. I'm not going to leave God. I'm not. I refuse to leave the Creator, the lover of my soul, the one who has the end of the story.
You know, Paul Harvey says, now for the rest of the story. Some people only see part of our story, and they judge us in our relationship with God. Some people only see the beginning, and they think, that's a bad beginning. She'll never get anywhere. Look where it's the seed she come from. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Could any good thing come out of Richmond? Could any good thing come out of that family, that one, whatever? Like the people, sometimes they only see your beginning, and sometimes they only see your middle, but they don't see God blessing you in the end. You hold on and see what the end going to be. Huh? I admonish you on Fell in Love Ministry. Don't give up before God gives it up to you. Amen? Before he shows you how powerful his love is in your life. Before he shows you just how much he desires to bless you. Amen? The Bible says the end of a thing is better than the beginning, a faithful spirit better than a proud. That says, it says that in Ecclesiastes. I want to see what my end going to be. I want to see God, see how God busts a move in the end of my life. I want to see how when it's like when my granddaddy, and I love this story. This may freak some of y'all out, but I love this story. And my granddaddy's funeral over 30 years ago, I walked up to, I love my granddaddy. He's a powerful man to me, and the only constant man in my life ever. But when we were at his funeral, and I never seen my granddaddy really go to church unless for it was for a funeral all my life. So by that time, my granddaddy, when he died, I had gotten saved, and I was really worried about his salvation. Well, in the eulogy, the pastor said, Mr. Arthur came to me a couple of weeks before he passed, and he says, I don't think I'm going to be able to get down to Fulton, Arkansas, to the little church that I grew up in. And I had said I'd never change my membership, but I don't think I'm going to be able to get back there. So I would just like to change my membership now to Macedonia Baptist Church, and is that all right? And so when I heard him say that, you know, that's when I lost it in church, because I knew, because I was sitting there in my seat, going, man, my granddaddy was a good man, but I don't know if he's going to make it into heaven, because I never saw him go to church. So when the pastor said that, I knew my granddaddy was saved, and that really blessed me. Now, what blessed me is when we did the reviewing back then, they had the viewing of the casket, open casket, at the end of the service. So I got up, was approaching the casket to see my grandfather for the last time. And as I was approaching him, it looked like I saw a smile on his face, like a real smile, like a now smile, like, you know, he just smiled for me. And so I said, oh, my goodness, that's granddaddy smiling at me. I mean, really smiling at me. And so my brother, my older brother that was right behind me, he came in. I looked back at him, and he was kind of looking at granddaddy kind of funny, too. I didn't say anything. I just went on out and go, you know, this may be one of my private kind of hysteria moments, because I was so caught up and so happy that my granddaddy was safe, you know. So we get back to the house after the burial and everything, and we're just, you know how black people do. They go home and they eat and they sit and talk and fellowship or whatever. And then finally my older brother said, he said, Vera, I can't take it any longer. Did it look like granddaddy was smiling to you? I go, oh, my God, yes, he was. I thought I was losing my mind, but, yes, that was granddaddy's smile. We had seen him before. You know, they had the previewing. But on this one, I'm telling you, we saw my granddaddy smile. And so why am I saying that? I'm saying that because in the end, if you wait to see what the end is going to be, even if the end looks like it's death, my granddaddy died with a smile on his face. My granddaddy led us to know that even in his death, amen, he was able to bless his seed. Well, yes, that was richness. That was a wealthy place for me to know that my granddaddy was going to spend eternity with the Father, and one day I would be with him again. Hallelujah. And so I want to end this message today with that kind of thing. Hold on. See what the power. Learn the power. I learned to respect the power of God in my life, to know that whenever God get ready to bless me real good, whether it's now or later, whenever he does, it's going to put a smile on my face. And I will forget all the suffering or count it for joy, all the suffering that I had before this point, because God is able to make things bless you so good that you don't remember. I'm blessed so good right now with what I have that I don't sit around and grieve about what I lost anymore. I don't. And I'm telling you what, I've lost houses and land and cars and jobs and husbands and friends and all that kind of thing. But am I sitting around moaning about it right now because I look around and see the blessings of the Lord in my life? He blessed me with a new life, a new husband, a new location, a new car. When I get in that little Mazda 204 rather. I drive it like it's a 2016 vehicle. I love it. I love the ride. I love what God has blessed me, because guess what? Before that, I was walking. Hello? In relative to what you've lost, when you see the blessings of the Lord, you can sure enough get happy. Amen? And so I bless the Lord right now for you, and I thank God for you in every sense of the way. I want you to know and learn and hold on and count precious the power of God in your life. You can do that. And I want you to not take for granted anything that God has blessed you with to date. Because guess what? He ain't through with you. He's not. God is not through blessing you. He's not through giving you. He's not through building you. He's not through encouraging you. He's not through leading you the way and making you and constructing you. You know, there's a script. There's an actual song that says, "I'm so happy being me." If you find that you have chosen God, and you now know today that he's already pre-chosen you, and that in that choosing, he's changed your destiny to whatever it could have been, to what he wanted and desired it to be. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "Listen, I know my plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you, not evil, to give you a hope and to give you a future." When you begin to respect God's thoughts toward you, his plans for you, his destiny that he's prepared for you, when you begin to speak it out, it may not appear right now what it's going to be like, but I know when I see him, when I see God's full blessing on my life, amen, I'm going to be like him. I'm going to be looking like I'm God's child. Amen. And so I'm going to act like it now. Amen. Glory to God. And so this is the end of the message today. I thank everyone for a listening heart. I'm going to unmute the lines and so that we can celebrate together. Amen. Everybody having what I call the afterglow. We can do this online. We can tell the whole world what the message meant to us, you know, what we got from the message. Amen. Let's all minister together now at Unfailing Love Ministries and share the love with the world. Amen. So I'm unmuting the lines right now so you can have open hearts and mind to share what you got from God today. And I do hope you got something from the Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Go ahead, anybody. Just jump in there.
This is Lonnie right here, Pastor Lonnie.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have learned in the last few years is what you said, Pastor, is to wait. Be patient.
Mm-hmm.
You got to. Because we step away from that blessing, and the blessing might be right there in arm's reach. And
yes,
we say, oh, man, I ain't got time. I'm going to try and do it on my own. And what happens is God is like, you, Simon, here it go. Here it go. And sometimes, like Daniel was in the lion's den, and I think it was Gabriel came and told him, look, God heard your prayer a long time ago, but the enemy tried to block it, and we had to fight through that thing.
Hey.
Bring your blessing to you. So I encourage you to wait on the Lord, because he got it for you.
Anyone else?
You sure, right?
You gotta say Gemma. Hello?
Go ahead. Yes, anyone else want to share something that you got from the message today? Thank you.
Dr. V?
Yes.
Hi, this is Bethany.
Hi, Bethany.
Okay.
What did you get from me?
Oh, I got that you should love everybody.
Yeah.
Amen.
And thank you for sharing,
okay.
Bethany. Anyone else?
Here's Grandma.
Yes, Grandma.
Hi, good night, everyone. This is Gemma on the line.
Hi.
Hi. God bless you all in the snow.
Yes.
Dr. V, it made my heart kind of a little stronger when you talk about waiting on the Lord, and you feel proud of
it,
and you feel like it's going to happen.
I'm going to try to see if I can mute some of the background noise out so I can hear what you say clearly, okay? For 1 second. Okay. All right, go ahead. Okay, make sure I didn't mute her out. Okay, here we go. Let's try this one.
Okay. I agree with you there?
Go ahead. Uh-huh. I got you back. I had muted you out, trying to get the background noise out, but go ahead. Could you tell us again?
I said that I guess from your lesson today, waiting on the Lord, you know, you spoke about, you know, believing in him and stuff like that, and to trust him. And when we go into trials and tribulations, we still have to, like, remember that, you know, we have to trust him wholly and solely. It's not a one-way street. Or we don't trust him only when we see in good times, but we have to trust him and believe in him in the good times and the bad times. And I'm going through that situation right now, you know, with me and my health and stuff like that. And sometimes I do want to give up. But I believe that, you know, I will trust and hold on him and see this journey through that I'm going through. And with the help of you and all the ministers that's in our church, I know that, you know, he will bless me and get me out of the situation that I'm in. You know, that's my prayer really and truly for help, you know, to heal my broken body. That's what it is, you know. So I listen to you, Dr. V, and it really and truly make me a little stronger than I was when I came on the phone, you know, about trusting God and waiting on him, and he will deliver you at some point. And that's what I got out of it. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. God bless you. And he is. He's doing a work in that body, I believe, and I'm agreeing with you on that. We have a new member of our church. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I call her Principal P. Her name is Paula, and I believe that she's on the line now. I want to have her to have a word or two. This is her first church service with us at Unfailing Love Ministries. And welcome, Paula. Do you want to have a word?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm truly amazed at Dr. V and how she's taken me in and accepted me. And just like she said, you know, you can have all these material things taken away from you. But the most important thing, God, he's always there with you. And he's truly working through her, and he works through all of us in different ways. And I'm just so thankful for her and everyone. And everyone, keep positive, because as you said, the beginning, the middle, but the end. He's going to be there. We just got to make it through and hold on. Stay strong, and we will. Thank you, everyone, and thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. D.
Oh, God bless you. Welcome to the Unfailing Love family. Amen. I can't wait till the other members see you when the weather clears up. Glory to God. I think I have my spiritual daughter from Arizona on the line. That is Minister, and I hope she's still on the line there. I still see the number there. Let me make sure I got to mute it. I got to come in here. Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
You missed the great snow. We got snow everywhere.
That's all good. Hi, everybody.
Hi. You want to share with us what you got from the Word today?
I think as I was listening to the different things, I think the one thing that is so profound to take is that we're going to go through. But in the going through, we're not by ourselves. And there is a guarantee to get on the other side, whether it's in glory or whether it is present in body, we're still going to go through to the other side. And it's a resonating reminder. It reminds me of the disciples when they were on the boat and God said, let us go to the other side. We have to know that we know that in our process, no matter that what we go through, the going through is the like the bus. You know, it's the vehicle that gets us through. But when we get to the other side, you know, the things that we can look back in hindsight and see that if it had not been for God who was on our side, where would we be? And I think that's the one thing that sustained Job, is that he knew not only who Christ was, but he knew who he was in Christ. Though he didn't understand the journey, he knew who God was enough to sustain him. And so when others walked away and others discouraged him and others who thought he knew were nowhere to be found, he knew God. And so in his stay, God sustained him and then reestablished and maintained Job for his faithfulness. And I just think that's something to encourage everybody, including myself.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Amber Williams. We're so excited and can't hardly wait till you get back on the East Coast on a perm. And thank you for joining us today on our first Cyber Church Day. We have a caller that's been listening in from area code 757-660. You want to have a word for us? Okay, 757. Okay, all right. Yeah, I can hear you now.
This is Lynn Galloway. I'm Professor Ronnie's sister. And I think that you can invite me. Truly, the word was spoken to me today, especially the first message. Because today I got a disturbing letter. I got a notice in the mail. And when she said the word, she said, God sees your notice. That notice don't mean nothing. God got you, you know. And that just right there confirmed to me that I already know that God is on high and he has my back. And I just thank God that I was able to hear this woman today and just she more encouraged and grow in him. I just thank you and I pray for your church and each member that y'all go closer to not only him, to one another and be back.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing. And we're going to be in agreement with you, amen, that the power of God's love, amen, is going to address that issue, that notice. Hallelujah. We have someone listening on the line from 804-687 in the first three digits of the number. Do you want to have something to share with us what you got from the word today?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I got from the message that God will give you double for your trouble. I mean, go through trials and tribulations, and he will definitely bless you. And I also learned how to pray with authority and example. Authority and demonstration, I'm sorry. You know, you just got to pray and mean it, and show demonstration.
Glory to God. Amen. God's given us power in prayer. Lord, it came to mind as soon as you said that, and I think she had mentioned that in her message, you know, too, about how either this teaching or the last teaching, how Hannah prayed. And then, you know, she prayed, and people thought she was drunk in the spirit, but she prayed fervently, and God granted, God opened up her womb in that prayer. And I'm going to tell you, if God can open up a barren womb through the power, through the acts of prayer, amen, we have love and power with God. That's just the bottom line, and I'm not going to change my testimony about that. Glory to God. We also have on the line with us, let me back up here, make sure I'm getting everybody. We have on the line with us 804, air code 640. Is that Pastor Brodus?
Everyone, this was truly a blessing. Truly a blessing, because most times when we are right at the edge of our breakthrough, we give up. So this message was encouraging to keep on pushing no matter what the situation looked like. Just trust God and keep looking to him and knowing that he's going to come through for us. So I enjoyed the message very, very much. Both messages.
Thank you. Thank you for enjoying the teaching, listening to the teaching, and putting it back to us as well as the preaching. Hallelujah. And we also have, now this is a 1111111 number. And so if that's you, you know who you are, your number is showing up as that, you haven't said anything, that would be you. We're talking to you. Do you have something you want to share with us before we get off the line? Okay. Awesome. Well, go ahead.
Dr. B, said something?
Yes.
As part of your group, I would like to start Bible classes on Mondays if anyone would be interested, as a conference call.
Conference call on Mondays, Bible class, what time?
From 7 to 8.
7 to 8, and we'll be online?
Yes, we're going to do it as a conference call, and we're going to come out of the Book of John.
Book of John?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And it starts this coming Monday?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. We can never have too much of the Word of God. That's Monday, January the 25th.
Yes, it is.
Right, yeah, at 7 p.m., and you'll provide us with the phone number, right?
Yes, I will.
The calling, okay, awesome, 8. Oh, look at God growing us in His Word. I'm excited about that. Listen, we will, next Saturday, church, family, I will be in Annapolis, Maryland at this particular time. I'm going to be doing a photo shoot for my soon-to-be-released book this summer. I'm doing an anthology with another group of women across the country and also my own book, and so we're having our photo shoot for the book. So I'll be in Maryland, and my husband and I will both be in Maryland. Pastor Lonnie is going to be bringing forth the preach word, and Pastor Val is going to be bringing forth the teaching. We want to invite you. If the weather is inclement and we cannot get out, we'll be back here online. But we will, even if we are in church, we will still record on Blog Talk Radio moving forward our church services. So we'll have the opportunity to, you know, continue this medium and bless the whole world with what God is blessing us with. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then I'm going to ask you to do this, and Sister Gemma's gotten it down really well. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and pay your tithes and your offerings, if you can, online. If you are a member of the Wells Fargo, you can pay directly by bill pay to our Unfailing Love account. If you need to mail your contribution, you know, we can also provide you with a mailing address if you're not going to be at church next Sunday if the weather is inclement. The reason why it's important that we get our tithes and offerings is because we do pay our lease in advance at our location, and so guess what? Rent's due next week. So we want you to be a blessing and take part of the ministry. Glorify the Lord with your tithes and your offerings and help us to do what we desire to do. We are initially a church without walls. In other words, we minister to the whole world our unfailing love. We believe God called us to this place to minister His love, to raise up leaders who love. And we know that because we're in training, that champions train the hardest, and we do all that for the glory of God. And we could not do that without the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit. And so we believe that even this year, that God is going to lead us and guide us into our own particular venue or collaborative venues where we'll have more time and more space to meet more often and do the things that we need to do. But we need to be financially prepared to do that. And so God is allowing us time for preparation, and we're trusting God for the end results, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if there are not any other announcements, we're going to play us out with our how you like that opening? Unfailing Love has their own Unfailing Love musical opening. God prepared this for us long before our church started, so because He knew we were going to do this thing, right? And we're doing it, right, church? Amen. Glory to God. And so without let me unmute some people so if they wanted to have something to say, they can say it. That's there, and we're going to close out with that selection. Ooh, here we go. Anybody have any final announcements, anything they want to say to the world? I'm meeting people now.
Hey,
man. Okay. Go ahead.
Dr. V?
Okay. Yes.
I have the number for the Bible study.
Okay. The number for Bible study. You want to get a pen and write this down? Go ahead.
Okay. It's 712 775 7031, and it's access code 366.
Hold 8. 1 second. The access code is what again?
366-968.
Pound.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, everybody take that down. Bible studies on Monday night starting January the 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 712. Okay, I'll get you 1 second, baby. 712-775-7031. And the exit code is 366-9-68. Okay, someone was trying to reach me while I was trying to get the number out. Hello?
Dr. V?
Yes?
Okay. My grandma, the access code again.
The access code is 366-9-68.
8-2?
Listen, 366-9-68 pound. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. And then, and we will post it up on our website, okay?
Okay,
let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Father. We thank you, Father, for being so good and so merciful. We thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us with this technology so that we can reach the world. You told us to go ye into all the world and teach them what you have taught us. And so we are missionary in this effort as well. We thank you for backing us so. Thank you, Lord God, for making every provision that we need to continue to get the gospel out, Lord Jesus. But most of all, Father God, we also thank you for building us up, edifying us, so that we can be that love that you are in the world today, and that love would be unfailing. You're such a gracious and loving God. We know that, as your word said, you will perfect those things that we're concerned about, that you're full of mercy and you will not forsake the work of your hands in our lives, that you would go before us, Father, and you would make the crooked places straight, that you will perfect those things that we're concerned about, that you're full of mercy, Father, and you will not forsake the work of your hands in our lives, that even your thoughts toward us, they are of peace and not evil, to give us a hope in the future. And finally, Father God, that after we have suffered for a little while, you will strengthen, you will establish, you will settle, you perfect us. Thank you for changing our destiny. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your righteousness and your glory, Father God, sharing in it. And Father God, you said we're now seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Thank you for that ascension in Jesus' name. Until next Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we love you and we will be loving to your people, God. We promise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dr. V, and you are tuned in to Unfailing Love Ministries, where each week we embrace the scriptures with intent, intensity, and integrity so you might experience the love of God, not only the love of God, but the peace of God. Join us